Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of April 9th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers Inn content. We're looking for our April patron over at patreon.com/thegamersinn. I know a majority of folks listening to this are already patrons, and we do thank you for the great support. Over on the Gamers Inn, I've been playing Return of the Obra Dinn, and it is an interesting title. I think it came up a couple times as a title we wanted to check out. And I saw it was on sale as part of the BAFTA Game Awards sale on Steam, and I had to pick it up. It's a slow start, but once you get going, it's quite enjoyable, and looking forward to talking about it on the show. It's honestly a hard one to kind of explain, but I think once you kind of get the basics out of the way, it's a very interesting game, and honestly, I'm at the point where I've finished all the memories. And this is going to mean more to folks who have played, and I'll talk more about it on the show. But I finished all the memories, and I'm at a point where I'm kind of in cleanup mode, like finishing up all the little, connecting all the dots and stuff. And that seems to be, like, the end game seems to be more than the meat of the game. Like, the leading up to the end game seems like it'll be more as you piece together this mystery on the return of the Obra Dinn. So, going to talk more about that. Our plan is also to discuss Borderlands 3 and Epic Games Store kind of gobbling up exclusives. And I know a lot of people have a lot of thoughts on this, and obviously Jocelyn and I are just two of those folks. And we're going to go over the facts, and then we'll talk about our opinions of exclusives and game stores and all that fun stuff. And if you are listening and you have some thoughts, certainly let us know via the Patreon comments or in Discord. And I know it's come up a bunch, so even if you've already stated those comments, certainly let us know again, and we'll try to include those in the show. But yeah, we're probably going to discuss like the good, the bad, the ugly, and kind of mix it all together and just try to cover all sides of things. But obviously Jocelyn and I are two very specific people, and we'll have specific opinions on it, but we'll try to give it the old, look at every side of things, because I know some people are for and against this move, and it'll be interesting. Epic Games Store seems to be consistently making waves that that folks seem to be getting caught up with, so we'll see how that shakes out. Over on Summoner's Call, we have new heroes that got announced, more beasts being added to the game. I think this is going to be the year of the beasts for Fire Emblem Heroes, so we're going to talk about that. Plus, the epic conclusion to Game Club. Yes, that's right. We finished the last two chapters of Shadow Dragon. We're moving into Conquest. That's Fire Emblem Fates Conquest. But before that, we are going to talk about Shadow Dragon. And other than that, upcoming events. Not a lot of games coming out in mid-April, but it looks like Nintendo Labo VR Kit for the Nintendo Switch will be out on April 12th. I, for one, have a box of Labo still sitting in another box. Haven't set it up yet. It's the time commitment. It's been in there for a year, so like it's not getting set up. So Labo is interesting, and the VR kit's interesting. They announced support for Super Mario Odyssey and Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. I don't know how that will work, considering this headset doesn't have a strap. You just kind of have to hold it to your face, so it'll be interesting to see how that functions with Breath of the Wild. I, for one, will be waiting for reviews, and the VR, the Labo stuff seems to go on sale quite quickly, so, and it is expensive hardware, it's cardboard. But New Gamers Inn will record live this Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern over on twitch.tv/thegamersinn. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.